This is the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB.
Hello, my name is Alexander Mosik and I'm from Sweden. I would like to continue this topic about Android by showing Samsung's screen reader voice assistant. It is actually not a pure Samsung screen reader because they have taken a TalkBack version and tweaked it. For instance, they have added some gesture but remove others. Those gesture what you swipe down and left, for instance, to jump back, they are not here. I have a Samsung A5 2017, and this is a device just below the flagship segment, the gestures. An iPhone user will recognize themselves. There is an option where you can double tap with two finger, and this gesture does not exist in the regular TalkBack. And if I double tap with two finger, hopefully this will happen. The latest app I have been used is starting to play exactly as it do in iPhone. As you heard, they playing some Swedish music there. So that's a very nice feature. Also, if you are triple tap.
23rd October 2017, 56% battery, Bluetooth turned on.
It reads the status bar and you can customize it in some way. So I have decided to have date and time and the battery status there. But you can also have a Bluetooth or signal strength and Wi-Fi also, if it's on and off. So that is something you can customize by yourself, what do you want to have there. Tap with the two finger four times. This will happen. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Voice feedback off.
Yeah, there we go. You can turn off and on the speech synthesizer. So I try to see if I can turn it on again. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Voice feedback on.
There we go. So that's a very nice feature. And if you are double tapping by three finger, this will happen.
Samsung Pay, media folder, apps. Apps, last item.
It's going to read what you have on your screen. If you triple tap by three finger.
Capital N-A-V-I-G-A-T-I-O-N space O-C-H space R-A-S-O-R space F-O-L-D-A-R copied to clipboard.
And it spells up and a copy to clipboard. Actually, I think that's a little bit very strange feature. Okay, it could be, of course, it's good to could copy to clipboard an easy way, but I think actually they could have used this for other features instead. And another difference is you can have a shortcut by swiping with three fingers to have different options there. So something also you can customize.
Device volume, 100%.
There we go. And you have the device volume.
Speech rate, 40%.
And here is a very something what you cannot have in the TalkBack. So you can have a quick shortcut to the speech rate, which I think many of us find it very useful.
35%. 25%.
So I adjust it by swiping up and down with my thumbs. Also, if you want to change the granularity, you can swipe by three finger up and down in the screen.
Paragraph granularity, character granularity, word granularity, line granularity, paragraph granularity.
Like this, and then jump by sweeping with the finger from the left to the right. Personally, I think that solution in TalkBack is a little bit better. It works a little bit better when to hear in a voice assistant.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.